Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tight Mates Fitness Podcast. Today, we're moving on with our summer series. And today's episode, our topic is four ways to lose fat during the Christmas period, Kyle.
Can be very difficult for some over this period. The average Aussie in December gains 2 kilos, fun fact, which, you know, probably it makes sense. It's the silly season. Lots of people have a period of time off work where they indulge into drinking, nights out, Christmas parties. So for some, it's inevitable that you're going to put on those 2 kgs or more.
Interesting. And I think it's maybe more so those frothies that people have over that Christmas break. They don't realize how many calories come from that.
Yeah, calories, especially if you're just drinking all day with alcohol, does add up very quick. It's easy to do, and it is what it is, isn't it? But it actually made me think about, I read an email by James Smith the other day, and it's essentially the three paradigms of life. So you got your three pillars. You got your body, you got your career and business, and then your relationships. And it sort of made me ponder at this time of year, which for a lot of people is, you know, their bodies might take a hit, but their relationships are going to be quite strong because, you know, you're catching up with family, seeing relatives. So it's always that trade-off. And what I mean by that is you can't be fully immersed in the three of them and get the absolute optimal results. One or two of them are always going to take a hit when you're putting more emphasis into one of them. And that's sort of the trade-off that plenty of people go through. Some people think they can do all three, and it's not so much being realistic with the current situation you're in.
So what are you focusing on over the Christmas period yourself?
Well, for me, obviously, going back home, it'll be catching up with family. But predominantly for me, I know that, fitness is a large part of my identity. So there's no way that that's going to take a hit. It's always something that I'm going to do no matter what. I enjoy going to the gym. I enjoy going for runs. I enjoy going for walks.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that...
Are you going to be able to do all three then? Is that...
Well, one, they all take a hit. But is it all three going to be absolutely optimal over the Christmas period? Maybe not.
It is an interesting concept. And I guess for myself, I think over the Christmas period, I'm really keen to, you know, really make some moves with my body back in the gym. And then like also focusing on like my career and like potential, I don't know, making content and stuff for my reels. So I know that my relationships over that Christmas period may not be as good as what I'd hoped. And I think if I look into relationships a little bit more, maybe I have to cut back from seeing friends, but still incorporate family in there a lot more. So sometimes you do have to make the decision to, you know, reduce the amount of time that you spend with friends so that you can be with your family and then also train at the same time.
Well, relationships does sort of, it takes on the friends and family concept. But it is definitely that, you know, it is a good thing to ponder for people to understand what situation you're in right now. And then if you're thinking about the new year, what's that going to look like? Because at this current moment, you're probably going to be more immersed in family, relationships and the social side of things.
Yeah.
Whereas in the new year, that is obviously going to change. It's going to change for everyone along the way, and absolutely as it should.
I like it. So Carl, moving on from there, what are the four ways?
The four ways. Well, the first one, especially in the busy period of holidaying, I think it gives a lot of people the opportunity to, you know, increase the step count, go on plenty of walks. For those that are going away, going to the beach, what an awesome opportunity it is to walk along the beach, walk with your family, walk with a dog, listen to a podcast, because the reason why I haven't said, you know, increase your physical activity of doing running and gymming is you got to look at what is more so sustainable for you individually. And the best thing is with walking is it's easy. It doesn't feel like a chore to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's you just go out, go with the dog. It's something that you enjoy. Then,
and you couldn't quite easily do it with family as well, like parents, grandparents as well.
Yeah, it makes it very easy. It's a time where you can chat and have good deep conversations with your family and friends.
It's a bit of a double win.
Yeah, absolutely. Hit two birds with one stone. That's the old saying. Perfect. So that, I like that one. Yeah, that's the first one. And that's more of a, you know, increasing your knee, try and move around a little bit more. That's all going to help with the indulging of foods. But for the next three, it's more of a focus on your diet, because obviously your diet does play the biggest role in what's happening with your weight. So the second tip is focus on having three main meals that are largely higher protein. And, you know, we harp on about this a lot. And the reason, you know, higher protein, it's a lot more satiating than the other two macros, your carbs and fats. But it's also, you know, it's good to make sure that you keep your protein nice and high so you can hit that protein intake. But with sort of certain foods, you know, you're probably better off leaning towards meats and salads because it's going to be lower calories as opposed to, you know, a heavy carb food. And especially if you're drinking too, it can be a good substitute for that.
Mm. So you're telling me I should stick clear of the old potato salads? And
I'm not saying you have to, but I'm saying it could be a wiser choice to stick to more meats and salads.
And reduce that weight.
The fact is sometimes it might not be losing fat. It might be more so staying at maintenance line.
Yeah.
It just makes it easier. But yeah, with the inclusion of alcohol and drinks, that's the reason why it's probably a bit better to lean into meats and salads. One other thing too, though, is dressings can be very high in calories. So be mindful with how much you put on your dressings, because that can play a big role in the amount of calories.
So say if it's grandma making the salad and you're around, you should maybe tell her ease up on the old mayo or whatever they put on the salads. Yeah,
help out with the cooking. That's probably the best thing to do.
Take charge of your body too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. So that one was with high protein meals, which makes you feel a lot fuller.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the third one could, you know, works for a lot of people. What's, yeah, you got lots of emails and texts going off. That's my bad as well. Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So the next one, number three, is fast in the morning. So it is a way of trying to reduce a meal that you have for the day, depending on how long you want to fast. That's dependent on you. But obviously, the more you fast, the smaller that gap is of you being able to eat. And predominantly, you know, it probably is a good way to do it over the Christmas period. What do you think of that one?
Well, yeah, I think it's a great idea, but like, yeah, it's a good way to skip and not have calories. But if you're still going to like eat a shitload after breakfast anyway,
yeah,
like there's not much point of it anyway.
Yeah, well,
that's my opinion. So you got to be aware of skipping that meal because you want to have less calories.
Mm.
And I know it will help you possibly if you don't overeat later on in the day.
Yeah, that's the main idea of it. Still consuming the same amount that you would if you did have that meal in the morning. So it's just being mindful of that. Now, one thing that does help with fasting is, you know, having a black coffee. Caffeine can help hit that up appetite a little bit. Just so you don't feel as hungry. So that could be something and a way to do that. So yeah, that's number three. Now the fourth one is 80% full rule. So
never heard of that one.
Haven't you?
No.
Okay, so eating at 80% and not 100%. So, you know, rather than fully lugging out on a meal until you're entirely full, it's about, you know, stopping at that 80%.
Jeez, that's hard. That's hard to do on Christmas Day, especially.
Oh, yeah, obviously Christmas Day would be very hard to do. But it's more so being intuitive with the way that you do eat, because it is easy to keep stuffing your face, and, you know, keep going until you're super full. But if you can be a little bit more mindful with your 80% rule, it's something that, the Asian culture is really good at. What was the show? It was on Netflix. It's the,
was it a longevity one?
Yeah, the longevity one. But anyway, they focus on, I think, what's the country? I think it was near Taiwan, but, another notification. But essentially they follow the 80% rule. And you know, it's something that's worked really well for them. As in this day and age, it used to be, you know, 30 years ago, the average consumption of calories was 1900. Calories per day, and now in this modern culture, it's up to like 3,100, and you know, a large reason of that is because of these super processed foods, which are very highly palatable, so you can keep consuming, and you know,
and the access to
when
as much food as you want, basically. Yeah, these like days.
Uber Eats, easy. You'd barely have to do anything. What they've done there is they've removed that restriction of having to go out and get it. So they've made it that much easier for you to get. And you know, when businesses think about making highly palatable foods, the reason why they do that is so if you're eating more, you're obviously going to buy more over a longer duration of time. So yeah, the 80% rule can be a really effective way of knowing that you're not lashing out at 100%. And you know, eat slower, just be more intuitive, be more mindful with eating. Don't smash it down like a raging bull.
No, that's a good point. And I think that's something that I definitely need to improve on as well.
Mindful eating.
Mindful eating, just taking my time. I can somewhat just shove food down, like, and not actually appreciate it. So maybe that's something that I actually need to take into account for Christmas as well. So no, that's a really good point. I don't mind the 80% rule. I'll consider it myself.
Got to do it. What else was I about to say, Brando?
Have you got any other ways that people could possibly, help with their food consumption over Christmas?
Just being more aware of what you're consuming, that can be very hard. That is a very broad thing that I just said.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But even like chocolates and lollies, do enjoy them. Don't remove them. You know, you do want to enjoy that Christmas period, but, it is easy to indulge in those foods, and have a mammoth amount. So yeah, just be more conscious of, you know, the things that you're doing. And if you're genuinely serious about your health, then I'm sure you'll make that choice yourself, because you know, we can talk about this all we want, but if you actually don't want to make the change, then what's the point?
That's exactly right. And Kyle, if people do want a bit more extra help, is there anything that you're offering at the moment?
Well, for people that want to enjoy their Christmas period, so be it. I'm going to be doing the same thing. But for the new year, I have 3 spots left. If you want to join a 12-week program, where it's a big focus on gym training and nutrition as well. So a bit more guidance with the things that you are eating, what you can remove. And I think the greatest part about it is the accountability. Because, you know, lots of people can probably do these things themselves, but they need that accountable side for themselves to keep them ticking along. I know that's something that I need myself to keep me accountable as well.
Yeah, definitely. No, perfect. I really enjoyed those four ways, Kyle. And I hope our listeners got a bit from it that they can take into the Christmas period.
Mm-hmm. Go get it, baby.
Let's go.